Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome into the Fan Club.
Step one, we buy into this club. Step two, we roll over to the club, either in your Mercedes-Benz or my pre-owned Acura Legend.
It's not as much as a club as it is a couple middle-aged dudes in sweatshirts talking about sports.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Now all the ladies saying bounce, 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 bounce.
But you get the gist. Here's Cody Tapp and Alex Gold.
It is a Fan Club Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. Drew Nixon producing the show. Fan Club brought to you by Jay Rieger & Co. And we've got two newcomers to the Fan Club. We're really excited about this today. We don't always have two guests at the same time. So more people for the club, the better. We've got
That's normally how clubs work.
Usually. We don't have the light straw. We don't have bottle service or anything like that today. But we do have some amazing cocktails thanks to Jay Rieger & Co. We've got Sarah James, Director of Marketing over at Jay Rieger & Co. We've got Miss Dugan, who is a middle school teacher in the Kansas City area as well. And we'll get into your social media because that's really, people are asking, like, we got a bunch of teachers texting in, like, now how do I get invited? I will say, do you all have 400,000 followers on Instagram or on TikTok? No. So that would be the answer. And so we'll get into all that as well. But what's the drink that we have today?
Tiger's Head. Bourbon, lemon juice, simple syrup, so just sugar water, and then falernum, which is like a spiced, just like any other spice liqueur, kind of gingery, a little bit of spice to it.
It's very good.
And then mint for the garnish. So
you were particular on the garnish. You wanted to make sure we
had it in the photo. Like, it's supposed to be, drinks are supposed to be complete.
Sarah can speak to this, yes, but sometimes it just gets in the way.
Fair enough. Just give me the drink, all right?
Just give me the beverage.
Well, thank both of you for coming in studio. Sarah, I wanted to start with you. We've had some fun with these different cocktails every single week, and we enjoy going out to Jay Rieger. You also have a pretty cool event coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow is our Terror at Electric Park. It's our big Halloween event. This will be the fourth year doing it. The rain and cold has put a slight kibosh on the outside components, but we've moved everything inside. Giant ball pit, slime. There will be slime. There's going to be slime.
Now explain how this is working with the slime. I'm intrigued now.
Well, first of all, slime is not just for kids. I would like everybody to know that. Slime is for everyone. It is the most stress reducing thing you can ever do is just put your hands. You remember,
I gotta say, as a teacher, I feel like she's got to feel the opposite about this.
Well, I don't want to touch the slime, but I want to watch those ASMR slime videos at the after a day of teaching. But if the slime is in my face, that's not for me. No, thank you.
Well,
so would I enjoy it at this?
You will enjoy
No kids. Will kids be around?
Well, this is a 21 and older party.
So no kids around. I'll take the slime.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll take the slime.
There you go.
There is a new experience coming to Kansas City. Ooh. It's very cool.
The Rainbow Slime Company?
Rainbow Slime.
What is this? How do you know?
Believe it or not.
Is it because of the kids?
I went to 816 Day at Rieger.
Yay!
My kids were there, and they were talking about how they're going to have like a river of slime for kids to walk in and stuff.
A river.
River of slime.
That's the way they put it. Not me. So that's
slime
the reason
pods,
why.
Slime pods, river of slime. Kids will be able, and adults, because we will be having 21 and older nights. Aaron, Carly, Natalie, and Ariel, I hope you're okay with that because I just declared it on the radio.
It's decided.
But so they're going to be at the party tomorrow, and there's going to be slime with like eyeballs and bones that you can like get your hands in.
Okay, that's fun.
That does sound fun. This is cool.
Right? I'm just imagining like slime in my hair. Is it that kind of slime? I'm imagining
it's not like the Nickelodeon.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I'll be honest, that's
am
kind
I gonna
of
get slimed?
I was envisioning that as well.
No, like the new, like they come in, like all the kids are super into them, obviously.
It's like putty. Yeah. It's like but yeah, kind of it's
well, they
it's,
come in different textures depending on
smells.
Like the style of slime it is.
And the smells are fascinating. Like they had one at 816 Day that was strawberry and it didn't smell like Paul Hollywood would say, it's too much essence, it's sickly sweet. If anyone watches Big,
I do,
okay,
obviously.
Great. Oh, my new best friend. But yes. This was like a natural strawberry smell, and it like stayed on my hands. And for the rest of the day, I just felt like I was in a strawberry garden, and it was great. All because I played with slime.
So, where
so
can
I'm
they,
really hyping up the slime for
they
the
can
party
still,
tomorrow.
They can, that, that's the most important
part. Most important part.
Forget all the whiskey, gin, and vodka. There'll be slime.
There will be slime.
At Rieger tomorrow.
Yeah. So,
the event, what time is the event? Sorry, start tomorrow. And they can go to Jay Rieger's website to get tickets still?
Yes. So party starts tomorrow at 8, 8 to midnight. You can go to our website, jrieger.co.com, to get tickets. We are sold out of our VIP experiences, so that's the all-inclusive. But I still have general admission. It's $40. You get a drink ticket when you come in. We have food stations to buy food, carnival games that are ginormous and really, really, really cool. There's one called Alien Attack. Wow. So you get to kill aliens, which I'm
nice.
Think is really cool. Yeah. And then we have a tarot card reader. We have a soul reader where this
read my aura.
He will no, so he like you sit in front of him and he reads your aura and then he draws it. And then
we need to get him in studio.
He's the coolest thing. He draws it and then he will decipher it and explain your aura and your soul and how this reads and all these different things.
We should have had him in for this part.
We have had
know
a
what
we,
my aura
we did
is.
Have a psychic.
We have had a psychic on the show before, and that was quite the 20 minutes.
Dwayne Tracy Cher, what was his name?
I think you're close.
Tracy Chapman, that's my
no. It was right around the time that we're there. I will say, Ms. Dugan, one of the very first texts in here was. It says, "Oh, finally, a real teacher in studio." They accused me of being a fake teacher because I teach adjunct two classes, and they claim that I don't. My own producer said, "Well, you're kind of a teacher," almost like it's dismissive.
We don't
I
count.
Said it counts.
We don't count. Count Cody teaching.
You're a
full time
teacher.
Thing.
Does it count if I teach part time? Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Damn.
Here we Listen, go. Have you ever taught full time?
No.
I respect it and I thank you, but like you
this
just
no,
don't
sure.
get the eye bags under my eyes right now. Like you just don't understand, you know?
But couldn't you also say though that I'm assuming if you're adjunct, you're teaching adults?
Yeah, college age kids.
Yeah. I mean, this poor girl is molding young minds.
Look, I don't know any of your students individually.
You're welcome.
Middle school is genuinely the worst time of anyone's life.
Ugh. What grade exactly?
Now, I didn't want to correct you on air. I'm actually high school now.
Oh,
yeah.
You can correct
I'm
me
so
on
sorry.
Air.
You,
are you terrified?
You stepped up.
So it's, okay, hear me out. So I taught I never taught fifth grade. What am I doing? For 5 years, I taught seventh and eighth grade. And I started my career doing that.
Bless you.
And I eventually was like, I think it's time for a change. And I loved it. And you're right. Middle school is probably the worst time of your life. It's probably, but the thing that always made me feel better as a teacher was like, they're not going to remember this time in their life anyway. They're going to remember like that embarrassing moment that they had. And they're not really going to remember
that narrative that they wrote in Miss Dugan's English class. You know, they're going to remember.
You think you're safe from like permanent scarring of a
I
student.
Hope so, but I unfortunately I'm not safe from the permanent scarring from them. but no, I actually really loved middle school, but I also really love high school. I love where I'm at right now.
What do you like better about it? Why do you like what thing do you like better? Not all of it, obviously. What's better about high school than middle school?
I think most teachers would understand this. It's a balancing scale. Every grade that you move to, you're going to give something up, but you're going to gain something. So like, I really miss, honestly, the silly and goofiness of middle school. I kind of miss how awkward they are and like getting to experience that. But they're a lot more independent in high school. So a little bit of that, I've gotten, like, that's a little easier. But also, they kind of don't want to talk to me in high school.
There's so many attitudes.
So you're also like, hey guys, do you like me? Like, in middle school, they'll just tell you. But in high school, they're just like, stare at you. And you're like, okay, sick. Like, I'm just going to talk to myself.
Is anything registering?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just like looking at me and I'm like, I think they're just thinking about like their football highlights or something. Like, that's all that they're really worried about. And so it's just kind of, it's a give and a take, you know? I don't know. You find something new in each grade.
How did you start the social media, I guess, you know, account that you have now where it's, correct me if I'm wrong, the latest number. I think it's close to 400,000 or something.
We're really close on TikTok to 400,000. We're really close. We're inching there. But Instagram, we're there. Okay, this is crazy. So I've been doing it probably a year and a half. Okay. And so those teachers that are like, how do I get on there?
That's it?
It's luck. It is. People
that
are like,
quickly to get to 400,000?
Oh my God, it's crazy. And here's what happened. I had decided I'm going to move to high school. And I cannot, people are always like getting all up in a tizzy about the whole, have you guys seen my videos about things my students have said?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They're okay. The best.
Everyone thinks that I coined that. Let me tell you right now, I did not coin that. Miss Dugan did not start that trend. I saw someone else do it and I was like, wow, the things I have that my students have said to me. And I didn't have a single follower. I didn't follow anyone. I just like had TikTok to like watch videos. And I'm not kidding. I posted it, not one hashtag. Within a day, I had 1 million views.
What?
That's just luck. That's like the algorithm was like, you know what, come on in today.
You know what? Please.
You know what? We're going to invite you in because people are always like, can you give me advice on how to grow a following? I'm like, I don't know. If you know, you tell me because I don't know. It's just luck. So that's how that happened.
Now, do your students.
Also, your personality. I mean, your personality and how you engage with your followers is just, you're so charismatic. You just draw everybody in. You're warm. You're welcoming.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, actually.
This is such a nice moment.
Oh,
this is an unusually nice moment.
And I think that's part of it. Yes, it's the luck, but it's also the person behind. I mean, I can't do that.
Yeah. It is interesting because I actually have like met people that saw me online and then they'll meet me in real life and they'll be like, oh, it's kind of a relief to see you're just the same person. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you say that because I want to be. And I hope I don't come off as this like totally other person, you know? And that's why it's easy to do. People are like, how are you so comfortable? I'm like, I don't know. I used to just say this crap to my friends through Snapchat and now I'm just posting it on TikTok instead. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of my like intrusive thoughts coming out online. And it is interesting because so many people, as a teacher, it's so scary to go online because people want to pick teachers apart.
They care about every little thing.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone finds, and I'm really, it's really risky to say, hey, I'm going to put myself out there and anyone can try to take me down in my career, even though I'm just trying to whatever. So really I had to like ask myself, why am I doing this? Is this worth potentially hurting my career in the long run? And I know I'm doing it just to try to, you know, be relatable and be kind of silly, goofy, whatever. And if someone wants to take me down for that, like, power to you.
I'm assuming, look, your students, do they follow you on?
I fear that they do. Yeah. They like to make fun of me.
There's no way they're not following you on Instagram.
Well, when it happened in middle school, all that happened probably the last 3 weeks that I was teaching middle school. And I mean, the next day, those kids are like, oh my God, Miss Dugan, I just saw this, blah, blah, blah. They're like going crazy. Like they're like telling me all these trends that I need to do and all this stuff. And so then once I moved to high school, it was a whole new district, whole new school. So they didn't know me at all. So for a while they didn't know. And I just like, I wasn't going to like announce it. I just was like, oh yeah. But I also was terrified. Cause I was like, okay, is this district going to be okay with me doing this? Like, I don't know. It was like really scary.
Has anybody ever said anything to you?
They definitely have laid some ground rules.
Gotcha.
Like my the district has, and rightfully so. I mean, these are kids, and like, I want to protect my kids. It's not, I'm not here to like dog on kids or anything. It's all lighthearted and
fun.
You
can't say Stephen from my third period right. class.
And
said
nor would
this
I want
today.
To. No, it's no. funny. They'll say things like, can we get in a video? I'm like, absolutely not. That's weird. That's weird behavior for a teacher to do.
I think we have an example of one of your videos, by the way. We can play the audio. This is, I think this was when you were still teaching eighth grade. So this is from your Instagram. It's like 35 seconds.
Things that my eighth graders have said to me. Are you in therapy? You seem like the type. You look like my grandpa's couch. Now that the ops are gone, we can yap. A student got the answer right and yelled, yeah, I felt that one in my nuggets. Your pants look like trash bags sewn together. Ha ha, trash bag pants. I don't get why you write so much on my rough draft. I'm not reading all that, bruh, for real, for real.
Just like, for real, for
that
real.
That actually sounds pretty accurate. My kids yeah. aren't even high schoolers. Mine are 7 and 9. And half of that sounds like things they say now.
It's just their vernacular now. Did you guys see the SNL skit the other day of like Sabrina Carpenter
and at the middle school dance?
No, but they were doing a podcast.
Yeah.
of these boys. It's like these middle school boys. It was like I've actually. How did you know? How did you get it so right? Even the little things are just like what? What did you just say to me? But honestly, that's the other thing too. Is I'm like. All this happened because I have some really funny kids. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't come up with that. People are like, oh, you're making these up. No, I'm like, if I could come up with that, I'd be doing stand-up around the world. Like, no, this is actually them.
Are they doing the 6-7 thing?
Girl, you have no idea. Person.
Our text line has that now, too. People will text in. We had a story earlier.
We can't say week 6 or 7. You can't even say that on the air anymore.
I don't understand it.
I don't think they do either. I don't think that there's just no... There's actually no meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. It's just funny numbers now. I don't even know. I mean, the amount of times they're like, Miss Dugan, what's blah, blah, blah plus blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm not even going to do the math. Number one, I'm an English teacher. No, thank you. Number two, I'm going to assume it's 6-7. Like, what? I'll say we're going to get in groups of 6. And I'll just see boys go, like, look side-eye at each other and, like, smirk a little bit. You're like, oh my God, okay.
I don't understand. And I understand we all had ones. Like, I'm sure my parents looked at me and like when we were saying, right. like, I'm sure they looked at us the same way and couldn't believe the stuff that we just kept repeating.
Yeah, when we said LOL.
Yeah, or just, yeah, any slang, right?
You know,
I'm sure even cool or whatever seemed weird. You're like, why do you guys say that so much? So I'm sure there's some part of it, but the 6-7 one, huh?
But the fact that there's like no meaning is just actually like, weird to me. There's just no meme.
Song that came out last year,
or it's just like a meme that took off. It's just like literally a random meme. Well, you know,
but I also didn't understand the Italian brain rot stuff, and so that it also is just meaningless. And
how old are your kids?
7 and 9.
7. You almost said 6-7, didn't you?
No,
you almost said
6-7-9.
Yeah.
7 and 9.
7 and 9. And I mean, it definitely is like a lot more at that age. People will say, "Oh, you're teaching high school. What kind of slang is there?" They're a lot more quiet with it. And that's how I knew that 6-7 was a big thing, because last year they weren't saying 6-7 at all. And I was like, oh, it must have died out before it even got to high schoolers. And this year, like my juniors are saying it. And I'm like, isn't that what fifth graders are saying? Like, I'm
yes,
confused.
My daughter's in fourth grade.
Like, I don't understand. And they don't know it either. Just part of the youth, I guess.
It is a fan club Friday here on Cody and Gold. It's brought to you by Jay Rieger and Co. We've got Sarah from Jay Rieger. We've got Miss Dugan, who we now know is a high school teacher. My apologies. That video, that audio we played, 2.5 million views, Drew tells me, our producer. What was what you got on that audio clip we played?
That's from 2024, right? I think is what it was. But it was like the most viewed, like the ones that popped up were most viewed. And that's, yeah, over 2 million views.
They actually on TikTok, I got 18 million.
Oh, on that one?
18 million views?
Isn't that crazy? And I think it's funny, but I'm like, was it really that funny?
Now, do you now
sometimes
go
sometimes it
in...
just picks up and everybody sees it because the algorithm finds it. Once a million people find it, everyone's going to find it.
That's true. That's true.
Do you know now, like, all right, I'm going to do 3 videos a week? Or, like, do you set that? You said initially you weren't thinking any of this stuff, but now that clearly you have a massive following.
It's like a whole thing now. It's like part of my life now. I try to do at least 4 to 5 videos a week and try my best. But unfortunately, I made the decision to go back to school. So I'm getting my master's right now, and ooh, that takes some time. Damn, that is tough. So
is it a different master's? I don't know why I thought you had to have. Oh, you don't have to have a master's to be a teacher.
No, people say in some states, but
you they don't force have to. You to like continuing ed is very much a thing.
The only way, so people don't know this, the only way to make any more money. Like, if you don't get a master's, you'll get maybe a $100 raise a year.
Yeah, my brother teaches high school. He's a PhD now. I don't think he would have gotten it otherwise.
And people do that just to get... The only way to make even 1,000 more over 5 years is to get another degree, is to get more degrees. So, yeah, it was time. I needed to... I'm in my seventh year of teaching, so I was like, okay, we need to do this. So, started that process. And so, it's kind of gone down to probably 3 or 4 videos a week, if I can. But, yeah, it's like a job now. And I like it. I love doing it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I just wake up and say, what should I post today?
I need to come correct with it because Ms. Dugan Mike dropped the 18 million views. That was 2 million likes.
Okay.
18 million views.
Okay. Wow. I need to be right. She knew the number.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Embarrassing.
I'm like so humble. I'm like, yeah, I think it was like 18 million actually.
That's a little bit true. 2 million. If he had said 10 million, you probably don't even correct him. But when you start, you know, dismissing it by 16 full million. You gotta
get the numbers right.
Nonchalantly, like, no, it was 18 million.
How long is it gonna take you to get the master's? How long is it gonna take you to get the master's degree?
Oh my God, I don't know. I'm doing it in school counseling, and that is much
really great.
It's like double the time as like just getting a master's in education. So it's probably gonna take me like a solid 3 years being like pretty much a full time student. So it's a lot, but we're going after it.
Well, I have all of the booze to help you through in any way, so shape, or form.
Because
Rieger's going to help
you. Holy
cow.
Yeah. It's, and if anything, it's making me a better teacher because I'm like, oh, this is how I make you guys feel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I take forever to grade and that's frustrating. I remember.
Wait, do
now
students
what
care
it's
about
like.
That? I'm really bad. I take forever to grade.
I hated it when my professors couldn't turn something back to me real fast.
Well, I mean, I have a full-time job. I'm adjunct, part-time, not even a real teacher, according to you.
Wait, how hard are you grading it though?
What do you mean? How
he's a pushover. He's a pushover.
Pushover strong.
He's a pushover.
If you're going to be a hard grader, I'm like, well, I got to know if I'm doing this stuff right.
He's also teaching
teaching radio and television performance.
Maybe I
the
should
things
have
I'm
gotten
grading
a degree
just,
in that and just had you as a teacher.
Like it would have been easier than whatever you're taking now.
You're teaching performance.
Yeah. I threatened them right away.
She sounds very skeptical of your ability to do that, Cody, which I understand.
Radio and television performance, and the first lesson is...
So many questions.
I dare you to try to take my job. I'll keep it forever. It's not that. I just want them to just choose a different career. And then...
Perfect mentality.
Yeah, you know? So you got to really set the stage early.
Is it more like a practical where like they're performing in front of you and then you're like, that was the wrong eyebrow lift. Your lips didn't...
I don't think it's
what
quite
lessons
that.
Do you teach?
So for the lesson planning for radio and television performance, we spend like a third of the time on radio, a third of the time on radio, a little bit more in TV, and then we have a social media one at the end. Because half of the kids who are in the class who want the performance end of it want it for the social media aspect. So they want it for like Instagram or TikTok or those things. I teach them that at the end of the semester. So the lessons, so we have to teach them for TV. You have to teach them script writing and performance. And then we practice on like a teleprompter, right? So like actual stand-ups and that kind of stuff, like real performance. And for radio, I make them do like pretend radio segments. I make them turn in stuff like this. We go over like notes of like what makes a good radio segment. And then I make them turn in a radio segment and I grade it.
So I need those lessons now.
How would you grade?
Will you come talk to the class about social media performance? Because that's not a job I do yet.
Well, how would you grade Ms. Dugan and how would
you guys are crushing it.
Oh, wow.
You're so good at this.
I really want to know. How would you grade?
You guys are doing great.
A plus. No, I honestly, it's the one thing that both Rieger does and you do that I swear I cannot get through to students more enough is like, can you sound like a person? Can you be like, it is, because you're talking
about be relaxed,
radio.
Yeah.
Well, and be relaxed, but also like, be a real person, like, come off like this is a conversation and this is personable.
Right.
Is a very difficult thing early on when people are trying to get the performance stuff.
Are they really wooden?
Yeah. They're stiff or they put on a show or they put on an act.
It feels performative.
Yeah. And like the more performative it feels, unless you're at the big, big end of like, you know, like you do the performative like Mr. Beast or whatever that, you know, like you can be performative, but you better have like a lot behind it. It's like a show at that point. You're the Ringling Brothers. If you're
people
gonna do
are seeing you for they like the performance. Like they've already bought into the performance. Yeah.
If you're doing personality based stuff, which yours is like it's me talking on camera. It's not like a bell and whistle behind it.
Yeah.
Then they've got to like it's got to seem personal, like a personality. Which is, you said, like, people compliment you on saying you seem
you're
like
just being yourself.
You.
I mean, that's what we do. I mean, we share stuff about our life on the show all the time. We hopefully, and we think we are, over the last now 6 years, we're relatable to people. And we that's why the show works.
I don't think either of us would disagree that we do not act any different off the radio than I act on the show.
And I think that's why so many people say, like, oh, is it hard? I'm like, it's not hard. Yes, there's, like, you got to prep. You got to think about what are you going to talk about, things like that. But it's when you're, it really is just yourself. It's really not that hard. It's just not that stressful. But okay, you made a face whenever he said Mr. Beast.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know who Mr. Beast is?
He's one of the most popular social media people on the, he is the most.
Sarah, you've probably.
Popular social media person on the planet.
You've probably seen like a video. Like he was even involved in the Chiefs Brazil game at halftime. Like he's.
So is this where I say that I
massive
don't. Watch the Chiefs.
This is a perfect tease because on the other side, okay. I want to talk about some sports and find out a little bit more, Sarah. We got Miss Dugan hanging out as well. This is Cody and Gold, a little fan club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Friday. Back here on a Fan Club Friday. Fan Club brought to you by Jay Rieger & Co.
Drinking the Tiger's Head.
Tiger's Head. Everybody's enjoying the cocktail today from Rieger. And we've got Sarah James from Rieger in studio. We've got Miss Dugan, Molly Dugan, in studio. We're having
a good
time.
I guess we don't have to call you Miss Dugan. Yeah.
But I think that fits with the... I was going to let you cook with whatever you want.
I think it fits with the whole thing, though, because we've been talking about your social media creativity and the following that you have as well. Someone was texting and asking, how is she not teaching today? But obviously, it must be like professional in-service day or something.
Yeah, we had conferences this week. So those are some long nights, which I actually got food poisoning one of the days, so I wasn't there for one of them. But so usually for conferences, you have about 4 hours of conferences after school. So then they have to give us Friday off.
So admittedly, I grew up in a childhood where my parents didn't probably go to the ones even in elementary school, but do parents go to ones in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I figured that this was Your parents didn't?
My parents went to my high school once. Yeah.
Phased out, I think.
No. I don't even know. Honest to God, I couldn't even tell you if those happened. I assume they did now that we're talking about it, but absolutely not. They did not go to those.
Just no awareness. Well, also, the subject I teach, English. I mean, English and math in like those core subjects, parents are really, really on top. So my friend, she teaches like facts and cooking and things like that. And she was like, I think I have one conference sign up.
So she just hangs out.
Just kind of hangs out. The electives, parents don't usually, not that they're not important, but parents don't usually like pay as close attention to those because, and I mean, yeah, so I get a lot more, I would say, than some of the other teachers. But also I teach freshmen. So a lot of freshman parents are like,
transition to high school kind of thing.
And like, that's totally understandable.
We're also probably just trying more as parents now. Let's be honest.
I have so many questions about your childhood.
Yeah, maybe
right now.
It's just something you need to discuss.
Oh, you think that this is a me problem?
No,
yeah, maybe.
No.
I mean, look, in reality,
let's start the counseling right now.
Should I start practicing? I'm kidding. That's like so unethical. If you're seeing this, I swear I'm not going
to
do that.
To what? Offer me counseling?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, where? What would I get in trouble for?
I don't know.
I've spoken to a therapist. I'm sure that they probably think the same.
They're probably way more qualified than I am.
The rest of you. Now, in the break, we were talking very briefly, and we were talking about. People were asking questions on the text line about like who's single, who's not, and we had mentioned we had mentioned that Alex was single.
Oh gosh.
Sarah,
here we go.
You had mentioned, wait, but I have a question for you. So I want to start there. Alex is single. That's something that we've established and talked about on the show. You said I have a question for you as it relates to that. What is the question you have for Alex?
Yes. So as a single man, Cougar Club. Which is great.
Hold on, stop right there.
Cougar Club. Yes.
That was not what I was expecting you to say, but awesome start.
It is a women's only dance club. Happens at the Ship, first Wednesday of every month. It's pretty dope, actually. So much fun. Have you gone?
No.
Oh, the Ship's a great spot. Okay. So.
It is cool. Amazing.
Yeah, I've been to the Ship, but not Cougar Club.
Well, you're not invited.
You're not allowed.
Yeah.
But the lovely owner, Jess Rogers, she and I were just chitty chatting because she and I are also both single and the dating apps are the worst thing known to man. And we were talking about we need to create something, or she does, and I'll just support it at Rieger, create an experience where you sign up. And so it would be like, you know, 25 men, 25 women. And we were thinking 35 to 55 because as someone who's almost 40, I feel like it gets harder as you get older. And she's in her late 40s, so it just gets harder. It just gets so much harder. And so, but you go, and it's kind of like speed dating, but there's an activity to do, and that way it's easier. But what activity would you do?
That's a lot of pressure.
What activity, if you're going to do an activity
to get to know somebody?
Like, would it be a game?
I think that's always an easy option.
I think like a team building game, right?
Like build a Lego together? No, I'm not kidding. Yeah.
I'm imagining something where it's like, there's not a ton of pressure to like ask all the awkward like interview questions. It's just like, do we vibe well? Are we having fun together? Are we like
hitting
it off while
doing this thing? Like, you know, a team building thing where it's like, you got to work together. And if it's like, I can't stand you. Okay, then we don't have a good vibe.
Like trying to get to an escape room? Like, I imagine in a blind date going to an escape room. That'd be a real speed. Okay. That would put it in a, like, that'd be moving it along quickly.
That
also just dangerous.
Yeah.
Escape room already.
Some of the dates I've been on, I'm thinking that would be awful to make sure you're safe. Okay, fair.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. So team building stuff or even like a trivia component. You know, you're the team, you do like a quick speed round of trivia with the person that you're talking to at the time.
In a weird way, I feel like it'd be better in a smaller group where one person's not designed for the other. You put three boys and three girls together playing a game together. You might find compatibility with one person more than another in that circumstance versus being forced in a one-on-one situation like if you're playing a game with four people, you're playing Uno with four people, you might get a better sense of who in that group you get along with better.
Who you gravitate
towards.
I've
also been married and have not been single in a billion years, so I'm actually the worst person.
You never dated when the apps existed.
No. I don't even know what the apps are. Those don't.
Well,
that
you
never
know what?
Existed.
I brag hope you never have to find out.
What's that?
I said brag a little more then. Sure. Yeah.
Is that a brag?
Yeah, it's tough.
Do you also hate the apps? Or are you even on the apps?
I'm not currently on the apps. No.
Okay.
Not currently on the apps.
Okay. So, that's fair. Neither. So,
it's complicated.
Oh, okay.
It's complicated. Yeah.
That's very.
We'll leave it
vague.
At that.
Oh, that's fine. That works for me. Do you have? So I know what. So you do the student. You do the videos based on like things your students said. Yeah. I know over the summer you did things men should do in a dating situation.
Yes. How did I forget?
So,
summer school for boys.
So summer school for boys.
Yeah.
Do you have?
Oh,
are there any lessons you didn't do that Alex can now
open
get?
Up this
now?
Here we go. Here we go.
Can you help
so
Alex
sorry.
Out now with just like one or two more lessons?
Let me hear this.
Well, shoot. I actually have an entire list on my phone.
Just like one extra one that
I'm
might
trying
help.
To like think about some of like the big hitters that I got, definitely got the really important ones out of the way.
I remember you talked about selfies on. Yeah.
We give our producer a hard time about that. He's married and he's still taking selfies, and we've given him very
selfies,
and shirtless too.
In the mirror when the mirror is like covered
in front of his car.
No, man, I'm all over the place.
If she digs it, if their partner digs it, then whatever.
Does your wife dig it?
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, look at you out here." Yeah,
she doesn't seem to mind it based on the way he described it.
My headphones up. Oh no! Oh my gosh, I can hear myself now.
It sounds way better.
You feel
it? Yeah. See.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, yeah, she's all about it.
Okay, then you know what? Here's the other part of this. I can give as much of my personal advice as I'd like, but there's a lid to every jar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to yuck your yum. Mm-hmm. You do you. But from my perspective, sometimes I feel like I'm on dates and I'm just like, I just wish I could give you this little tidbit because I think it would change some things for
you. Do you think it would throw off the date dynamic if you just gave that tidbit then?
No, I've done it. I think I'd only give the tidbit if I knew that I probably wasn't going to pursue them again. Does that make sense?
It does.
You don't want to throw off the vibe right away.
But I'm also not going to do that because then that's just rude.
Like, oh. Start just lecturing somebody in the date. Oh, you have?
I have done it. Yeah.
Can I hear more?
So we were on a date. It was our second date. And I, you know, the first one I was like, okay, it's all right. And this, you know, maybe I'll give him a second chance. There were a few red flags. And the second date, he shared some rather alarming preferences.
Uh-oh. Mm. Okay.
That I don't feel are appropriate for...
Date two?
Date two, which I thought was a little aggressive. Sarah knows the story. And you know, we chatted and... I didn't really know what to say. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm like, hey, I don't think this is going to work for me. You know, you're really lovely, blah, blah, blah. But can I give you some, you know, can I just give you like a little tidbit of advice? And he said, yeah, sure. I said, your preferences, what you shared with me, I maybe wouldn't lead with that on a second date. You know, maybe
so
once
valid.
You... get into the bedroom.
I think double digits is better.
Second date.
And he was like, he was embarrassed. And I was very sweet, very kind. It's not like I said, like, hey, brah, like, just slow your roll.
Now,
but,
prior to this, what was your feeling about him prior to this? Like, before that, were you like, oh, okay, this could go somewhere? Or were you already...
It sounded like she was a little on the fence.
I was a little
one.
On the fence. I think just because our life plans weren't necessarily
fair.
In alignment, but you know, he's like, I don't know if I really like kids. Kids are kind of annoying. And I'm like, oh, I love children. They're great.
That's also a bold way to put it. You could just say, I'm not sure. Just immediately say,
I hate kids.
They're annoying.
Still annoying.
Is this like, what it's like every day for you?
Okay.
I think that my biggest piece of advice, I think for men going on dates is like, honestly, watch a rom-com.
Right.
Watch a rom-com. It's like
trying to make it feel like that.
It's kind of a blueprint and not, it's a fictional. So don't take it. Take it with everything with a grain of salt, of course. But like, it teaches you how to flirt. You can learn a little something about flirting. You can learn a little something about, as the kids would say, Riz. And just like how to take,
we learned about
like
that
how
much.
To pursue a woman is just like, be confident, take her on a date. Like, you know, just, you can like learn a little something like, Watch things like that. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, just think it's like literally right there for you. And they're just like, no, rom-coms are so girly. But it's like, okay, grow up. Like, okay. I don't know.
Well, I think it's really just being yourself because I'm coming – from a place of authenticity, and I want to be myself, and because I hope that that date turns into something else. But what's not cool is when you go there and it's the guy's not even trying to engage in conversation. It's like, okay, I've got to do all the work here. I've got to ask all the questions. I've got to keep the thing going. This isn't any fun. And I think for women, that's the hard part. Or you come on the date and you dump a lot of personal things right out on the bed. And it's like, okay.
You get into the weird immediately.
Yeah. You get into the weird immediately. And then you don't, it's like, oh, backpedal. No. Can't take that back. Well, I don't know.
He learned an important lesson. And he has you to thank for that. So.
Yeah, I think he's going to wait until at least the third or fourth before he brings that up now, you know? He's going to wait just a little bit.
We were bowling, and I definitely threw the ball in the gutter because I was not focused after
that's
that.
Fair enough. 913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Some people saying, yeah, it sounds like now it is dating camp for the boys on the show. That's what it's, that's fine. This, we could all
use
it. We
have a largely male audience. Yeah. So honestly, this feels like it's going to help a lot of people.
But also, like, be you. I'm not, I've never wanted to do that this summer. Like, oh, I'm dogging on men, all this stuff. It was just like, hey, honestly, I have a platform now.
The common missteps.
I'm going to give you some little tips from my experiences. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Is it, I mean, this is the other part. Is like, this is the part of teaching high school that I think would intrigue me, is it's like being at the zoo in a way where you're watching people interact in a situation where you're like, oh, this is awkward. Watching someone try to date somebody, watching, like, that interaction would keep me very engaged. And like, this is a weird set of time and life, and you're going about this a weird way. It's like being an observer in that situation, I think would be interesting.
Are you talking about like in high, like being a high school teacher, like watching relationships in high school unfold? Yeah, it's actually weird. I feel like I don't really see it as much in high school, in middle school, because it was smaller. Mind you, I taught middle school way longer than I've taught high school. That's where you see, because it's a smaller group of kids. It's about like 100, 120 kids a grade. And they've gone to school together for so long. That is hilarious. Because you're like, if anything, it's so endearing because you're like, oh my God, everyone says these days, oh, kids are growing up too fast, all this stuff, kids are changing. No, they're still having the awkward, like, oh my gosh, we like talked at the locker. Oh my God.
We're boyfriend, he, like, girlfriend.
He gave me this little thing to wear. Like when I was in middle school, we wore, you guys know like the fighting necklaces?
Yeah.
The baseball players would wear. The girls would wear the boys' fighting necklaces. And like, there's still things like that to this day. And you're like, you know what? That's the great uniter of humanity, the middle school relationship, and it's still alive and well.
I'm trying to think about what the comp was for that, because I know the necklace you're talking about. I'm older than you by more than a decade, I'm assuming. I don't actually know your age.
Don't ask.
That's another tip. Don't ask.
No, it's fine. I'm just ballparking that I'm at least a I'm 41, so I'm gonna ballpark that I'm at least a decade older than you. I don't remember what the comp was for, like, as far as like what people. Like, as far as, like, we wore their necklaces. I don't know if there was a comp for that.
I think.
But I do remember, do they still pass notes? Kids still pass notes now that there's no cell phones in classrooms?
The only ones I found were about me, like, oh, bro, I can't believe she did this, blah, 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 whatever. And you're like, okay, like, whatever. But, they just try to text, I guess, now instead. You know what they'll do? Oh my gosh, I shouldn't say this, because what if I'm telling kids?
No, now they're going to know you're onto it.
Okay, I'll be honest. So
I am curious.
The show is doing well and all this, but I must say, I don't think we have a bunch of like 16-year-olds listening to the show.
Okay, I feel better.
So probably we'll be a safe area.
We'll be good.
I'm so scared. Okay, they'll take a Google Doc and share it and just type back and forth on the Google Doc because it's live. Okay. And I'm like, well, that's actually pretty smart.
Oh my God, I need to do that.
That's how we do our rundown. It's a Google Doc and it's live.
It's like you're working, but you're just...
You're never going to be able to keep them from passing notes or the, you know, like that stuff's always going to exist, whether it's a Google Doc or text.
And I'm not even worried about them passing notes. Like that's really not a hill I'm willing to die on. Mm-hmm. There's so many bigger things to worry about as a teacher. Like, okay, pass your notes. If you're not being like mean or like, it's not problematic, but like whatever. Okay.
If it's not mean girls in there and they're just like actively taking down a bunch of students.
But if you're not bullying, then like, okay, pass your little notes about whatever it is about. I don't know. You got in a fight with your boyfriend. You're telling your friend about it across the room. Okay, great.
Passing Pokemon cards. Cause I think that was in grade school. So I went to like a Catholic parochial grade school. So it was, you know, kindergarten through eighth grade all in one go. And I just remember, if you liked somebody, you would give them your best Pokemon card, and then you would put it you know, you have it on your desk, and then
interesting.
But then what if you didn't like someone?
Well, then you gave it back.
Oh, and you were like, this is my worst Pokemon.
I hate Bulbasaur. And it was like, never work now.
Might have given back an expensive card nowadays, too. You know?
You should have held on to all of those now.
Because I remember Jordan Carr really liked me, and he gave me his.
Poor Jordan listening to this.
Who's the. I don't. He doesn't live here. I don't even know where he lives. It's not Kansas City, though, I don't think. Maybe he does. But it was the Squirtle one?
Yeah. Squirtle.
Yeah. He gave me a Squirtle card, and I was like, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do.
Like, did you like him back?
Boys terrified me at that age. I didn't know what to
do. Mom, what do I do? He gave me his Pokemon card.
I can't even imagine.
What is this? Why isn't it a baseball card? That's really what I wanted. I wanted like a baseball card because I was really into sports.
You were a cool
girl.
You weren't like other girls.
I wasn't a girly girl. No, a cool girl. I was playing club basketball in fourth grade. Like
Do you both follow the local teams a lot? Are you big Royals, Chiefs? Missouri, Kansas, whatever version.
Missouri, K-State. Mostly. I mean, I'm from St. Louis, so I root for the Cardinals.
Okay.
I mean, we're horrible this year.
Cardinals and Mizzou?
That's the anti-Alex.
Wow.
Mizzou by proxy, I didn't go there, but my sister went to vet school there, so I root for
them. Okay, that's fair.
But
do you have any local allegiances?
Not as much. I mean, I'm like Chiefs, Royals, Sporting Current, all that. Like, of course, I'm like diehard behind all of them, but I wouldn't say I like follow them all that
you don't
much,
know
but
all
it's
the
like
rules,
even if I moved away, I think I would still be the fans of those teams. College, I went to Pitt State down like Southeast Kansas.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's like most of my high school, both my sisters went to K-State. So I'm like, okay, I'll choose you between the two. Mm-hmm. But I like Nebraska volleyball. So it's kind of like, you know,
top program, one of the top
they're
programs. Amazing.
They're so fun to watch. I was a volleyball player, so it's like that's my stuff, but I'm more here for the vibes.
So you watch it, you hang out, you like going to the stuff, but you're like,
I'm not gonna like look up the stats.
That's
really?
I don't know that stuff.
Oh, I'm very different.
I'm Sarah, down to learn about it.
I'm like ready to go.
Sarah, you came running in earlier talking about the NBA stuff from yesterday.
Yes.
And that was the biggest story in sports in a while.
And you didn't know what she was talking about.
I said, well, because then, the words it was like a mix. Mafia like you weren't sure. And NBA were both using the same sentence. And I said, is the NBA something different than I thought? I'm confused.
Apparently it is.
So, but that's cool. Like sports are the, can I say, I almost said a bad word. Sports are the
It depends on which
stuff.
One.
The stuff. You cannot say the other S word.
See, there we go. I taught myself. Yes.
We get a handful of curse words.
We do have a dump button. I mean, if you slipped up, it would have been fine. We can dump it. But
what's your cursing policy in class?
No cursing.
Ooh, you're a no cursing teacher?
Well, listen, here's the thing. I curse
Let
in real
have
life.
One.
I curse so in real life. Like, it's my mom. She's like, Molly Dugan. And I'm like, I know. But I can turn it off when I become a teacher, right? I'm there. It flips. I'm sure I've slipped up here and there, but not really. My student, this was the biggest shock of moving to high school. I'm talking curse words flying everywhere. And I was like, what is happening? They're like, sorry, we're teenagers. And I'm like,
oh, God.
No, if I can turn it off, you can turn it off. So last year I literally made a swear jar because it's not like I'm going to give you a detention, but it's like, you can make an effort to not.
We had one of those on the show for a little while.
We did. It was about a player, but we can say a certain few things on here that we can get away with. My problem, like off air, Gold knows, I curse quite a bit more.
Yeah.
Not, but that's the same thing. It's like if we can avoid it,
then why wouldn't we? Yeah. So that's why I tell them. So anyway, my juniors had a swear jar last year. It did wonders because if one person cursed, it affected the whole class.
What do you do with the money?
It wasn't that. I wasn't taking
She's not allowed to. I don't think she's allowed. I don't think she's allowed to just be like, that's going to cost
this
you a
is
dollar.
Why you're not a real teacher. You didn't know that. You don't know
she
those
can't
things.
Just force them to hand over
I
money.
No, I.
What comes in with the jar?
No, we went back
I swear
to
y'all, when I was a kid, put cash in.
I'm not kidding. We went back to elementary style. That's always my go to is like, we're going back to elementary school. And I got those little fuzzies that like they do in elementary school. I said, once this jar fills up, every time someone curses, a fuzzy goes in. If this jar fills up, we're doing a timed essay in class.
Oh, brutal.
The whole class.
Has it happened? Has it happened?
They did not fill up the jar.
Okay.
So, but it was pretty close to the end of the school year. So.
But they're mindful. They're trying, like,
they were
end
mindful
of the year, they probably even.
Because someone was just like, there was one where, like, within three sentences, like, four F bombs, and the class was like, bro, stop. Like, stop it. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. They
you should
like,
make the jar smaller
each other.
And force them.
I thought I got small jars, and I was like, but the fuzzies, I'm not, like, pushing them in. I'm just dropping them. So.
Yeah.
Who had the most swears on your swear jars? Who
On the show?
Yeah.
It's me. I'm bad.
Yeah, Cody for I'm sure. Really like, we all curse off air, but Cody, yeah.
Somehow.
Now, we've all used the dump butt on the show. We've all had stuff slip up on the show. But.
My kids don't swear at all, which makes almost no sense based on the amount I swear around.
That you know of.
They don't do it in front of me, and my kids are relatively, like, they're very much like their own people and don't, like, monitor who they are as a personality type outside of it. They don't do it in front of me. And the other, like one of my first grader is the most well-behaved kid in the entire school. He got a shout out from his substitute teacher for minding his perfect business. She was like, he was a perfect child, which they recently invited him to be a lunch buddy, which is they want to put the most well-behaved kid with the poor behaving kids at lunch so that they understand how kids behave. So he is an ultimate rule follower.
Perfect child is then corrupted?
I don't know. Well, honestly, it's not like I force him into this behavior. He just wants to follow the rules. And what am I? Am I going to stop him from doing it?
How does he feel about that, being the lunch buddy?
I think I gave him the choice. I never forced my kids into that kind of stuff, but he seemed to...
A leader.
He openly calls out. When we did the parent-teacher conference, you want to say? She said, he's one of the best students. He's like, I know who the worst is. And she's like, I'm sure you do. Like, he's not afraid to rat on the kid either.
The hour flew by. That was a ton of fun, guys. That's a Fan Club Friday presented by Jay Rieger and Co. One more time, Sarah, the event tomorrow night. Then go to Rieger's website.
Yes, Terra at Electric Park. Come hang out.
Awesome stuff. Miss Dugan, thank you for coming in studio.
Molly, thank you.
We appreciate
it. Thanks for having
me. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. It'll be game day. Chiefs Commanders right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.